Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Joe Beck, with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, March 26th. The Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed early this morning after it was hit by a large ship. Video obtained by CNN shows the ship heading straight for one of the bridge's support columns and crashing into it, sending a long stretch of the 1.6-mile structure crashing into the water below in mere seconds. A spokesperson for the Baltimore City Fire Department gave CNN an update.
Unfortunately, we understand that there was many as up to 20 individuals who may be in the Patapsco River right now, as well as multiple vehicles. So we have, as indicated, a mass casualty, multi-agency incident underway.
The city's mayor said he was aware of the incident and was on his way to the location, while the Maryland Transportation Authority says all traffic is being detoured. When we published this episode, it was still unclear if anyone was injured, and we'll keep you updated with this developing story in the next episode of Five Things. The Supreme Court is set to decide the fate of abortion pills this year, and today arguments begin over the FDA's approval of mifepristone. That's one of the two pills used in most medication abortions, and the conservative majority court holds the power to keep full access to the drug in place or make it less accessible. A group of doctors wants approval of the drug suspended, saying their work has been upended by patients experiencing complications from it. But a lot of the evidence they've put forward to prove that is vague, at best. If the justices side with them, it could ban over-the-phone prescriptions of the drug, stop it being delivered by mail, and mean it can only be used up to 7 weeks into pregnancy, instead of 10. A decision is expected sometime this summer. Israel's foreign minister says his country will not cease fire in Gaza. It comes after the UN's Security Council voted in favor of an immediate ceasefire, in a resolution that also included the immediate and unconditional release of hostages, as well as the urgent need to expand the flow of aid into Gaza. The US abstained from voting, which effectively allowed the resolution to pass, and the move prompted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to cancel his advisor's upcoming trip to Washington. CNN's Elliot Gotkin explains how the rift between the US and Israel has been widening in the past few weeks.
It's hard to see how the US's abstention from this UN Security Council resolution, allowing it to pass, is going to heal that rift. And it's also interesting that the language in this Security Council resolution doesn't appear to be meaningfully different from previous resolutions that it has actually vetoed. So what's changed mostly is the situation in the Gaza Strip, where it has deteriorated and where many are now on the brink of famine. But also, I think it is evidence that the US is continuing to lose patience with the Netanyahu government.
Heavily armed federal agents have raided multiple properties in Florida and LA, belonging to rapper and music mogul Sean Combs, known as Diddy. A senior federal law enforcement official tells CNN the rapper is a target of a federal investigation carried out by a Department of Homeland Security team that handles human trafficking crimes. The investigation comes from similar claims made in multiple lawsuits filed in New York against Combs. They accuse him of sexual assault, and one mentions allegations of sex trafficking. Diddy has previously rejected the accusations. Coming up, Shohei Ohtani denies taking part in sports gambling. LA Dodgers player Shohei Ohtani says he was never involved in any sports gambling.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf.
The baseball star spoke at a press conference yesterday that was filmed by Spectrum Sportsnet LA. They were his first public comments since he started facing growing attention over his former longtime interpreter being accused of placing bets with a bookmaker who is now under a federal investigation. Ohtani alleges his interpreter stole money from his accounts to make the bets, and told reporters he didn't know that it was being sent to the bookmaker until 5 days ago. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.